Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in the city of Groton. I'm also mobile. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary nor required for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a peel tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a peel tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio, and also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We'll ask for those questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," then release the mic button, and listen to ensure if no one else has called at the same time you have. That way we don't double. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question. This is Tim. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, and I'll be your control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Juliet Whiskey, Chuck, and Groton. Good evening. No comments or questions at this time.
Good evening. Here is Kilowatt America 6, Portugal, Denmark, Germany. KA6PDG, that would be Kevin in Norwich. No questions right now.
No questions yet.
Okay, net recognizes Chuck W1FJW, Kevin KA6PDG, and Steve NK1V. Further check-ins, please call now. Okay, we have the four of us. We have enough to play a game of bridge. But that's not on the agenda for this evening. Okay, there's no question on the table, so I have a question. I've been thinking with that TIPSnet has now been in operation for well over a year, and I'd like to see if we can make some changes to it a little bit. I'm thinking in terms of perhaps either on a scheduled weekend, Wednesday of the month or something, picking a topic, and maybe even mentioning a topic a week or two ahead of time so people know that that topic is going to be discussed. And it can be a topic of either somebody's favorite radio, somebody's favorite digital format. It could be about antennas. It could be about electronic components. It could be about dummy loads or dummies, which I would certainly qualify, or really anything else related to amateur radio operation. So that would be my question to all of you. Certainly, you can bring up other thoughts you may have for the day, but what do you think of said suggestion? And we'll start with the top of the list with Chuck, W1FJW. This is TIPSnet Control, KC1TWR.
Sounds like a good idea, particularly if, like I say, we can get a little bit of a heads up. Obviously, not everyone's going to hear the previous week, but it gives folks a chance to get reference material together and study and think about it a little bit, and maybe even invite some extra interest if it's an interesting topic. Back to net, W1FJW.
Yep, thank you for your comment there, Chuck. And I agree with you. And thinking more about the fact that people may not, attend every Wednesday, so they might miss what the next Wednesday is about, I'm thinking more in terms also of perhaps getting a page on the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club webpage that deals exclusively with TIPSnet, and perhaps post there a couple of things. Number one, if we know something's coming up, we can have, post that upcoming events on the TIPSnet and put it there. And secondly, put a form there that somebody, if they want to say, well, at the next TIPSnet, can we talk about this? And that way people also may have a chance to be prepared, because that would also be published on the page. And what was the other comment I was going to say? So we can post it on the web page. We can put, oh yes, and of course we'll change the preamble slightly to, or on those times that we do have a topic, to say, of course, that even though we may have a topic, if somebody comes up with a spur of the moment question, we'd also like those as well. And we'll see what Kevin thinks of that. KA6BDG, this is KC1TWR.
I'm supportive of all that. Good evening, Tim and the net, KA6PDJ, and I know you and I have had a conversation about it a few days ago, Tim. So yeah, I support both aspects of that, especially like the idea of just assigning a top. Well, you're not even doing that. You're sort of suggesting or featuring. You're featuring a topic, and I like the idea of just doing it like once a month rather than all the time, because you want to keep, you want people to feel like they have, some ownership in the net and the direction it goes in every week. The one thing regarding a page on the website that I guess it's like a lot of situations where you have a limited number of volunteers. I know that we have talked about doing something like that, a page for the TIPSnet on the club website for, I would think, easily a year. It's been a long time. And I was kind of wondering why that wasn't happening. But as I say, there may only be one or two people that can make that happen, and their time is limited and so forth. So, yeah, I like what you said there, Tim. K6PDG, back to net.
Yep, actually there is a page on the website for the TIPSnet, and does have a link also to the recordings. Also gives the time and date and frequency and and all that of the TIPSnet, and I'm thinking though that maybe it could be buried in a submenu just enough where people may not discover it except by accident. So maybe that's something that we need to look at on the web page and see if that can be maybe highlighted a little bit more on the main page, where it's a one-click button will take you right there instead of going through a menu. But that'll have to go through the various people managing the page and see if it looks like that would work out well. But let's see what Steve thinks in K1B, KC1TWR.
K1B. Yeah, Tim, that's all good ideas. I am rarely ever prepared for anything, and I generally am stumbling over my thoughts and my words, and the words are coming out faster than the thoughts are getting processed, and so on and so forth. And it is nice to have, you know, from a week, especially, what's one thing to have it announced on the prior week's net, but it's even, it is nicer. I know it's a difficult thing to achieve, you know, to maintain web pages and stuff like that, but having something to look up, say, geez, I wonder what the TIPSnet's about, you know, what the main topic will be for, you know, next Wednesday, you know, I'm interested in something, and maybe I have something that's familiar to that topic, and again, as you say, maybe I have something completely off topic that can be discussed, which is good to keep it open. But yeah, it's always good to have a little bit of prep work on some stuff, because sometimes, so at least so I'm talking out the right orifice all the time. I'm back to net and K1B.
Okay, very good comment, and very apropos. Having foreknowledge does give us a chance to at least think about it in the back of our minds, if not to actually, you know, think about how it might relate to our own projects, or our own setups, or our own experiences. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do another quick call out before we do run down the net again. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, I've got two questions for this round. One of them is, if I like Kevin's idea of, you know, one Wednesday a month, we say, okay, that's the one that people can more or less count on and mentally put in their calendar and say always either the first, second, third, or fourth Wednesday. We won't talk about the fifth, but the first, second, third, or fourth Wednesday will, you know, is usually a, you know, has a topic and so forth. Which Wednesday would be best? The first, the second, the third, or the fourth? Maybe it doesn't matter, but maybe you've got a hedge or a nudge or whatever, and maybe we can get a consensus on that. And the other thing is, for this round, would be a quick comment or two, or longer, about anything that you've done this past week concerning amateur radio. Anything different? For instance, I got my Winlink running on RF, so from my home Kenwood radio, which fortunately has a built-in TNC, so I didn't need to get an actual second TNC, so I'm happy about that. And my plan for next week is to, I have a similar radio in the car, my plan for next week is to test it in the car and see if I can do a Winlink via RF in the car and then move on to packet and so forth. So those are the two questions, and we'll go to Chuck next and see what his thoughts are. W1FJW, KC1TWR.
Well, Winlink, I could see that could be useful for Aries work. I don't know, I got confused by the questions, but I'm thinking you wouldn't probably want that in your car. I'm thinking that would be a stopped only endeavor, but I could be wrong. But I'll leave this one alone because I don't quite understand it. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, first of all, yes, it would only be if the car was stopped, absolutely, or a passenger in the car, perhaps. But just thinking about for emergency use, if I was, assigned someplace other than my home and needed to use Winlink. But anyhow, Chuck, actually, I'm going to come back to you because the two questions are, number one, do you have any even slight nudge of a preference on whether it be the first, second, third, or fourth Wednesday that we should use for a, you know, topic of the month type of thing? And secondly, have you done anything in particular this past week involving your amateur radio, whether it's hardware, software, or contacts that you'd like to share? Back to W1FJW, KC1TWR.
Well, I don't have any preference on Wednesday. They're all about the same when you're retired. In terms of amateur radio, yes, I have an in-fed long wire antenna, and it passes through the through a crotch in the tree. So twice a year, I try to get the wire up out of the crotch so that the tree doesn't go around the wire and swallow it and cause problems that way. So I succeeded in getting the wire free and up on top of the bark again. So that's about what I did this week. Back to net, W1FJW.
Thank you, Chuck. That's a good reminder, I think, to all of us to, with the inclement weather coming this winter, to do whatever maintenance we need to do to our outside antennas or whatever we have that goes outside the house that involves amateur radio. And on to Kevin with the same two questions and see what other comments he may have. KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
Tim, and first I'll comment so I don't forget, because that's one thing I'm good at, is forgetting things. I obviously wasn't focused because I don't know what the conversation was about Winlink. And it's funny that that comes up because I was thinking about that before the net, just kind of musing with thoughts and do I really know what Winlink is and that kind of thing. To the questions, no preference on Wednesdays, but I think you want to make it easy to remember, and probably the easiest to remember would be the first Wednesday of the month. I think if you were to say, for example, if you said the fourth Wednesday, people would, oh, did he say the fourth Wednesday or the second Wednesday? Or did he say the fourth Wednesday or the last Wednesday of the month? So I think the easiest for people to remember would be the first Wednesday, but that may just be how my brain works, which is, what is it the astronomers say, like Mercury is in retrograde? Hi. And let me reset. I don't know that I've done anything different or noteworthy over the last week. The only thing that's happened, and I'll be brief because I've talked about this on the air, at least on a couple other nets, but I did hear back about my universal QS wire, and basically they were not able to figure out what was wrong with it, although it failed for them. Or for the guy. So they're trying to get it to fail again, and then they're going to send it back to me. and should have that back the end of the week or the beginning of next week. That's really the only thing that I can think of to that's worthy of any kind of comment. I haven't had a lot of time for hamming the last couple of weeks. I've been checking into the underwater sound lab net probably twice a week, maybe three times a week, which of course is enjoyable. And I haven't been on the evening nets too much on 75 meters. But eventually things will quiet down in my life. KA6, hopefully not too much. KA6PDG back to net.
Oh, Okay, thank you for that comment, Kevin. You did break up a little bit towards the end. I believe there must be some atmospheric conditions with passing showers and whatnot that might have interfered a bit, but we can still hear you. Second, when it seemed to clear up at the end. Thank you for the vote on the first Wednesday. We'll find out what Steve thinks in a moment. And I'm glad that the QS Wire did misbehave for that company, and I'm glad that they're going to see if they can get that to do it again so that they can hopefully track down the issue. But hopefully they'll get it resolved, get the unit back to you. So, Steve, the question is to you. Which Wednesday do you think is best for the monthly topic? And what have you been doing with amateur radio, either hardware, software, or what have you, for the last week or so? NK1B, KC1TWR.
NK1V. Well, originally, I was thinking the third Wednesday, you know, Wednesday's in the middle of the week, and put the week in the middle of the month. But then, I hate to admit it, but everything Kevin said about the Wednesday being the first one made perfect sense in my world, because I'm often can't remember which week it is or what's going on, but I do know when it's Wednesday, and I generally am somewhat aware of when the first of the month is, you know, when the beginning of a month is. So maybe my actual formal vote will be for the first Wednesday, would be one for such activity. Let's see, ham stuff. I haven't actually had a lot of radio time this week. The past couple weeks, just been running around and the Halloween thing and all that stuff. But in the midst of all that, related to the Halloween decorations and for ham radio, I've let me reset. I have built a second a pneumatic antenna launcher, the common design, the one that comes around like a U, and use the irrigation valve modified for a valve and such a thing. And so anyway, to make a short story long, it's and the projectiles that are often recommended, the PVC and everything, and it works great. Absolutely is controllable and functions great with very little air pressure, which I don't like, you know, things getting too crazy, and does the job. The issue I've been having is with the string, the foul, and I don't know, I keep thinking bigger, stronger, better, but after purchasing a couple older, different kinds of reels, and I know I have the best luck, and I just proved it tonight because I was working on it all night tonight, that the little covered style reel, what I call like the kiddie kind of reel, with the lighter string, like a 10-pound test, is the most effective, and I just have to be more careful on the retrieval, you know, putting on the heavier string, and the time is spent better being cautious on the retrieval than trying to get some big heavy string up the first shot. It just doesn't work. There's too many complications with twist ups and unspooling and so on and so forth. So the lesson learned. I've proven that the lighter one with the smaller fishing reel seems to work the best. But back to net, NK1V.
Okay, sounds like we have two votes so far for the first Wednesday, which I'm inclined to agree with you. Makes the most amount of sense, and as Kevin said, it'll be the easiest to remember because there's really absolutely no confusion after that. Because usually you think first or last, but in the case of months, sometimes the last is, you know, is it the fourth, is it the fifth, etc. So the first makes it, gets it over and done with for the month real quick. That's an interesting comment about the wire, but it kind of makes sense because I was thinking about it as you were talking, and the heavier the wire means the more inertia the more the force that would be needed to get the spool to start to turn because it has a heavier wire on it, whereas the lighter, the 10-pound, hopefully would be a lighter spool and be able to turn more quickly because most of the pulling force is whatever weight you have on the end, and maybe next time around you can tell us what you're using for a weight at the end of it in order to shoot it. That would be interesting. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list. We'll do another quick call-up. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and you do not need to be a member of Tri-City to join it. All radio amateur radio operators are welcome to join if they wish, and if you'd like to do so, please call now.
This is Kilo Sierra 1 India, KS1I.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango.
Okay, NET recognizes KS1I, and Dave, K1DCT, any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, KS1I and K1DCT, we're going to give you instant service. KS1I, could you come back with your name and town you're calling from, if you would?
Certainly, it's KS1I. My name is Joe, Julia Oscar Echo, and I'm calling from Uncasville.
Okay, Joe, welcome to the TipsNet. Glad to have you on board. I don't know if you've been listening very long. The latest questions we had, and for you too, Dave, the topic for discussion at this point is if we dedicate one Wednesday a month on the TipsNet for a planned discussion about something, a topic of the month, if you will, which Wednesday of the month would be the best? Would be the first, second, third, or fourth Wednesday? So far, the first Wednesday seemed to have it. And the second question was, what have you done, or what have you been up to recently this past week with amateur radio, either software, hardware, or contacts that you'd like to share? And for the benefit of KS1I, also, if you have any questions that you'd like to bring to the TipsNet, because this is for technical information and public service, please go ahead and bring it now. KS1I, KC1TWR.
What's your name?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My name is Tim, Tango India Mike, and my call sign is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. Currently, I'm located down at Eastern Point Beach in the city of Groton, so I'm operating mobile, and net control for this evening.
Very good there, Tim. Nothing. Matter of fact, I was just coming down to my workshop here, putting some stuff away. Then I decided to turn on the radio. It was in scanning mode, and then 147.06 came up, and the Tri-City TipsNet came up. So this is the first time I've heard of it, and I'm putting it down on my local area net log sheet here so I can be able to log back again. But other than that, I have nothing for the net. As far as ham radio goes, I touched base with a very, very old friend of mine, Rick Booth, KM1G, who moved back to Connecticut a couple months ago. But other than that, that's about the latest. Back to net control, this is KS1I.
Okay, well, welcome to the net. We meet every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at this time, and on this frequency, on this repeater, rather. And I'm glad you were able to get a hold of KM1G. And I think I did hear you during the week trying to make contact with him, so I'm glad you were able to do that. Okay, Dave, what are your thoughts on the questions at hand, or any other thoughts or comments or questions you may have? K1DCT, KC1TWR.
All right, very good, Tim. This is K1DCT. Good evening to all those on the net. I've had it on, but I really haven't been seriously paying attention to it, unfortunately. Yeah, the topic of the month, sure, first week, why not? Might spark, pun intended, some other conversations that might bleed through to other weeks. So, That's fine. As far as anything exciting this week about amateur radio, not really. My usual scanning most of the local 2 meter frequencies and playing around on digital modes, PSK and Olivia, that kind of stuff, down mostly on 20. Tonight I was on 40. So, just playing around. I guess the only thing exciting to happen, it wasn't that reason, but it was pretty close. I finally got my worked all state digital. I got my certificate here and a tube I need to find a nice frame for. So I was proud of that. After 41 years of being a ham, I finally have a worked all state certificate. K1DCT, back to net.
Congratulations, Dave, on getting worked all state digital. That's very good. And I hope you picked the right frame. And I'm sure it's going to look good hanging on the wall there. So that's very good. Okay, we're at the end of the list, and we're going to go back to the top. And actually, it's just past 7:30, so I'll do a quick call up in case there's anybody else that wants to join. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the list, and I think we've captured pretty much everything we needed to know about which week Wednesday of the month would be good, and I think that we'll shoot for the first Wednesday. I think that does make sense. That would be a good thing. And we've talked about what everyone's been doing amateur radio-wise. So kind of a slow night tonight, so we're going to kind of open it up and just ask each person in turn for any thoughts they may have or anything they've been contemplating, anything they'd like to bring to the net. Starting with Chuck, W1FJW, this is KC1TWR.
I'm just wondering what sort of instrumentation and procedures I'd need to try and quantify just how much attenuation is caused by the leaves on the trees. Since the leaves seem to be coming down, I think I should be expecting some VHF signals to pick up. But I'll need to think about calibrated sources to figure that out. Back to net, W1FJW.
Yes, indeed. It's getting to be that time of the year when leaves do fall. And I wouldn't think too long, otherwise all the leaves will be down, and then it'll be hard to find a good conditions to do the experimentation unless you're waiting for the leaves to come back again. And it's going to be interesting to try and do that kind of testing when you think about all the other weather conditions and whatnot that may have an impact on the readings. But it sounds like an interesting project. And we'll go ahead and now go down to Kevin, see what thoughts he may have. KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
Hi, Tim, and welcome to Gaz1I, newcomer. We like newcomers on this net. The net tends to be fairly small, but we welcome everybody. And the bigger it is, the more the merrier, so tell a friend. Which sort of dovetails into something, if I can remember it, after I say the other thing that I don't want to forget, which was, I think, the problem, Chuck, that you're going to have is it's already October, 2nd? The leaves have been starting to fall, for the last couple of weeks. And you did not get out there, as I thought you would, being a very competent amateur radio operator. You did not go out during the summer and calibrate the trees. So I don't know if you're going to be able to come up with a sensible study on the issue. That being said, good number of years back, I used to spend occasional Sunday afternoons or Saturday mornings or whatever with a couple of hams over in the western end of the county, and we did what we called propagation testing. And we played with things like, well, we didn't play with high tension lines, but we sort of... some of the different characteristics one might observe about being near high tension lines or being in the woods or when the leaves are on the trees versus when they're not on the trees or, yeah, you know, just various little things. I don't think we ever wrote much down that could be used as a textbook, but it was fun to experiment with. So I did come up with... I did come up with one weird idea. There's a big surprise. I know everybody's going, no, not Kevin. But for a topic, I don't know what you want to call it, Tim, but maybe we just call it First Wednesday. For First Wednesday, maybe in the spring or something, give everybody like a few months' notice. We could do a new check-ins night where we all try to invite someone who hasn't been on the TIPSnet before to check in, and or invite a new amateur who maybe has only been licensed for less than a year or less than 2 years to check in on the net and ask some questions or answer questions. You never know. So the mind is going, not necessarily logically, but that was something I was thinking about. KA6PDG, back to you, Tim.
Well, very good comment as always there, Kevin. Thinking about the propagation has got me thinking. Chuck, you've given us something to think about. I was thinking about the fact maybe the best way to do that I might approach it to do the test is wait until all leaves are off the trees, find two points that are at a distance from each other, but that I do have line of sight through trees, so that I know that in the summertime those trees will be full of leaves. That way then I could take measurements both, you know, at various times, both without any leaves on the trees, and then as more leaves come along, and then finally when the trees are fully populated, and see what that does it. And it would be interesting to know whether there would be a difference between if you're trying to get through pine needles and pine trees, or whether you're trying to get through oak trees and oak leaves. Possibilities are endless. Good thought there, Kevin, about the first Wednesday of the month, and maybe, you know, once a year or what have you, see if we can invite new people to the net, especially, I agree with you, the new people who may have simple questions that, or I shouldn't say simple, I should say questions that they are encountering as they are new to the hobby, and may want to be able to ask and have us give some advice or point them in the right direction. So we'll make a note of that and work on that. And next we'll go to Steve in K1V. This is KC1TWR.
Send K1V. I do have a comment with no scientific backing whatsoever on the VHF situation. I do have a noticeable difference, and the difference is between being able to use a repeater or not use a repeater between summer and full winter. And like now, there's already some improvement, but it's a little bit, this year is a little bit skewed because my neighbor, who is actually behind me up the hill, has cut down several trees. So I don't know how accurate my thoughts are, you know, just based on what I can hear. But I do know that by November, I will be able to hit most of the Vernon repeaters from here. And right now, I can only get one of them. So that's just from history, and I have no numbers that I guess I could actually do a somewhat of a study on it and be a little more scientific, because it's a pretty consistent situation. The projectiles for the air cannon, I'm using what I call common design. I see it everywhere now. The rifle part of the cannon is 1¼ PVC and 3/4 PVC with those the blank caps, the rounded caps. on either end of it, fit that inch and a quarter loosely, but snug enough to be worth it, but not snug enough to become dangerous. So it's a very good fit, and I've been making them based on what I've seen from other people. I don't really feel the necessity in my situation to have all different weights and stuff, so I haven't actually weighed them. I should do that, but they're 3 inches long, piece of 3/4 PVC with the two end caps, an eye bolt on one end, and I'm just filling them with play sand, and I'm not even gluing them together, because when squeezed together, they seem to be holding pretty tight, and I suppose that if they were to hit something, I'd rather have one of them break apart than someone's valuable something or another. Back to net, NK1B.
Well, thank you, Steve, and that is one good report as far as you being able to reach the Vernon repeaters and so forth. As far as the projectiles from, you got me thinking about that, and it might not be a bad idea to just go ahead and set up a couple of targets of various types that you might think of, and from a adequate distance, obviously not 10 feet, but something longer, go ahead and fire at it and see what damage it does do, so that at least you'll be forewarned and forearmed. See if they do pop apart with little damage, or see if they might cause more damage than one would have thought. It'd be an interesting experiment. Okay, we'll go ahead and go down to Joe and see what comments he may have on what we've been talking about, or anything else you'd like to bring to the discussion. KS1I, this is KC1TWR.
Hey, Tim, and KS1I returning. Just listening to the conversation here about repeaters and such. My 2 meter antenna is pretty high, so I've been getting pretty good coverage from Boston all the way down to Vermont on my radio here. So, but yeah, it can be a nuisance in a while because you have some local repeaters here that are on the same frequency. But nonetheless, it's enjoyable anyways. But other than that, there's really nothing else to add to the conversation. Other than that, I'm just listening and making some notes here. And so I won't forget next Wednesday that you guys will be here at 7 p.m. If I'm not working that time, I'll be here. Back to you, Tim. This is Kilo Sierra 1 India.
Okay, thank you, Joe. And please go ahead and join us next week or whenever you can. And please, the basis of this is also for people to bring any questions or any thoughts or interesting tidbits that they think of during the week. Not that we always have the answers, but sometimes we can scurry things up or help in one way or another. And the topics deal with anything to do with amateur radio operation. And that goes from VHF to HF to digital to to Morse code to propagation to the time signals to you name it, we talk about it. I should mention that if you go to am1700.org/tipsnet, that's Alpha Michael 1700.org/tipsnet, you will find recordings for almost all of the tipsnets that we've had. Some of varying qualities, we apologize for that, but most of them are in pretty good shape. And the file descriptions, these are downloadable MP3 files, and the file descriptions usually give 2, 3, or 4 words that give you the topics that were talked about during that particular tipsnet. So that can sometimes help out. And we'll go from there. And now we'll go to Dave, K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
All right, very good. This is K1DCT. I have noticed with many years of playing this game that it does seem to be a variation of particular 2-meter activity or receivability scientific data, and honestly, I probably not going to look for any. It is what it is, and I can't change it, so, I've learned to sit back and accept some of these things. So, that's about it. Back to that, K1DCT.
And cut down some trees that are in the way, but I wouldn't recommend that. You didn't hear that from me. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list. I'm going to do another call out, and for the benefit of Joe, because it was mentioned in the preamble, the TIPSnet actually has three sections. Currently, we're still in section one, where we talk about the topics of conversation and so forth. The second section is where we talk about, it's a listing of any upcoming events or activities or items of interest that people would like to share. And then we have a third section where people, amateur radio operators, can offer up either for sale, swap, or looking for amateur radio-related equipment. So just wanted to let you know how what the format is here. Okay, I'm going to do another call out, then we'll do one quick run through, and then we'll go to the next two sections. Anybody else that would like to join the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet, please call now. Okay, we'll make this the last round for the first section, and see if anybody has any last parting comments before we go to the next section. And we'll start with Chuck, W1FJW.
Nothing really to add other than Mercury in retrograde. Does that mean the mercury in the thermometer is retrograding back down to the bottom and it's going to get cold? W1FJW.
That's a very good question for the next person on the list. Kevin, do you have an answer for that? And any other words? KA6BDG, KC1TWR.
Well, maybe one or two of you is old enough to remember Soupy Sales when he was on television. And he had his two little puppet dogs there, White, what was it, White Fang and Black Tooth, or Black Fang and White Tooth. And one of them would always say, what do we mean by that? So there's my answer to Chuck's question. Real quick, if you're curious about VHF propagation stuff, and I usually use this when testing out a new antenna, but there may be other, particularly when you're mobile, you want to see how your antenna's doing. Just a thought, we don't have a lot of beacons we can refer to on 2 meters, especially 2 meter FM, locally. By the way, KS1I, you have a beautiful signal here in Norwich. I like high up antennas. I definitely like those. Anyway, one thing I'll do is, say I'm testing out a new antenna, I'll dial up the NOAA weather radio here locally. It's 162.55. But I also will dial up the ones that are in other parts of the state, or over in Rhode Island or whatever. 162.475 and so forth gives you a good sort of indication baseline as to what an antenna might be doing. The other one I like to use is a beacon. Let me reset. This is really only useful in the Norwich, Preston, Griswold, maybe Stonington area, Voluntown perhaps. And you guys who've been around a while, or if you're a pilot, you know what the Norwich VOR is. That's on 110.9. No, wait a minute, 110.0. 110 megahertz. It's an AM signal. But if you're close to it, you'll hear it on FM. Or if you have a rig that goes into AM mode. I can actually hear it on FM out here in where I am in Norwich. The VOR itself is over in Preston. And if I could remember exactly where it was, I wouldn't tell you because I don't think I'm supposed to. But anyway, it is a tool. And I forgot what the other... I was going to say something else. It must not have been important. K6PDG, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. That's good, useful information. Something I will play with. Down here in Groton, I probably won't be able to reach the Norwich VOR, but I'm wondering if there might be something else down here, but definitely the NOAA radio would be good. Okay, next we'll go to Steve and K1B. This is KC1TWR.
K1V. I have no real final comments of any use other than I do know that on my little weather station display, which currently says 64, there is a little arrow in the corner, and that arrow is pointing sharply down. So I believe, because it's been, history shows that it will get colder tonight because that little arrow is pointing down. Back to net, NK1V.
Okay, very true, and especially inland, it's supposed to get colder. Down where I am by the shore, not so cold, but that's typical. Okay, we'll go on to Joe, KS1I, this is KC1TWR.
Hello, Tim, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, it's just the cold weather going to be coming this way. I think this is the time of year where we're going to start experiencing some tropospheric ducting or inversion, what you want to call it. I remember times past, especially this past week, where Vermont was coming through and Boston was coming through. I remember hearing signals from New Jersey also. So, hey, this is going to be a fun time coming up. So, hey, you know, things are not so boring after all. Back to net control. This is KS1I.
Yep, that is very true. Propagation do funny things. I remember about a year ago on the FM station, FM radio in the car, I was listening to a station talking about a particular car dealership and a particular food store and what have you and a few other clues, and asked around and found out that that station was somewhere down near Louisiana. So you can never tell with propagation. Incredible. Okay, Dave, it's your turn. K1DCC, KC1TWR.
Yeah, very good, Tim. Well, I'll always talk about propagation. If the propagation isn't working properly, should it be called impropagation? And Tim, there's a VOR right on the Groton Airport site, which I know you can copy. And it probably wouldn't make any difference if there was a lead wall between you and it. But if you're interested, I can tell you what the frequency is as soon as I find my ugly green book. And you can listen to it because it will send Morse code. It'll send G-O-N in code. So that's about it. Back to net, K1DCT.
That's a good comment about the impropagation. And yeah, if you would send that to me, I would be curious. And you're right. For those who don't know, I live within sight of the Groton Airport. When leaves are off the trees, I can see most of the airport. When leaves are on the trees, I can just see the tops of some of the buildings. So I'm that close to the airport. Okay, we're going to go into the second section now. And so I do have a couple of announcements, but first I'm going to ask for anybody else. Does anyone have any announcements about upcoming events or items of interest? Please call now. OK, Okay, bear with me. I've got three items, if I can remember them in sequence. Number one, the Scrams Amateur Radio Club will be meeting tomorrow night at the Waterford Police Department starting at 7 p.m. Anybody that's interested can attend that. Secondly, the Mike W1MCT will be up by the Home Depot in Montville. On Saturday, they're having the Montville Safety Fair, and he's going to have a amateur radio set up to promote amateur radio there from 10 o'clock until, I guess, early afternoon. So if anybody wants to stop by or catch him on the Norwich 73 repeater, that would be helpful. And then last but not least, in longest, anyone who's interested, we're trying to drum up people to go to the AUXCOM class. That's AUXCOM. It's an umbrella term which basically means auxiliary communications. And what it's for, let me read this because it's the best way to say it. Let me reset. Okay, one of the best ways to learn about how the incident command system, which is what FEMA uses, and a lot of emergency operations centers works, and how we ARIES operators can interface with a major event in the auxiliary communications class is known as AUXCOM. It's also used for the lessons learned in the class can be applied to help cover a public service event, for instance, triathlons and what have you, and to participate in major emergencies like a millstone exercise or hopefully just exercise. The class is a two-day training event, November 16th and 17th. It's up at Middletown, which we are getting together carpools to go up there. One of the reasons we're trying to drum up people for it, number one, it's a great class to take to learn how what kind of language and roles and responsibilities and procedures and so forth amateur radio operators would need to know if they wanted to help out in an EOC or with emergency communications. Secondly, there was a AUXCOM class that was held back in February or March, fully attended. They decided to hold a second one, and at this point they need a minimum of 15 people, maximum 30. And so far we only have about 8 people, so we're trying to drum up a few more to go with us. No cost for the class, but it is 2 full days in November 16th and 17th. Anybody that has any questions about that can contact me. My email address in QRZ is active, and that's timkc1twr@gmail.com. Any questions or comments on anything I've said on all three items, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. And now we'll get into the third and final section. As soon as I can find my notes here. Give me 1 second. There it is. Okay, the third section. Is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. I will mention that there will be the Tri-City Amateur Radio Auction, which will take place, as usual, the last Saturday of October, October 26th, at the Gales Ferry Firehouse. If you haven't been there and seen one of the auctions, I'd advise stopping by and taking a look. It's not like a ham fest. It's a real auction. We usually have somewhere around anywhere between 55 and 65 attendees. We usually have somewhere around three to four hundred items that are up for auction. We get people from all over New England, including people down from Vermont, New Hampshire. So if you haven't been there, I recommend it. And admission is, well, it won't break the bank. It's only $2. So nothing to worry about there. But it's at the Gales Ferry Firehouse, which is right across from the Dow Chemical Plant on Route 12 in Gales Ferry on Saturday, October 26th. Okay, let me reset before we close the net. Okay, this is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Weekly Tips Net. Are there any additional check-ins before we close the net? If so, please call now.
This is W1GOP, just coming as a check-in. I have no comments, no questions.
Recognizes John W1JOP. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, I'm going to be closing the net. John, if you can hang around till after the net, I have a question for you. Or not, it's nothing important. Okay, that was the last call, and I'm going to go ahead and close the net at this time. I'd like thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net, because remember, you don't have to check in. You're certainly welcome to listen. We thank Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031 on Route 32 in Montville, Connecticut, also known as Uncasville. The meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.net. That's TRICITYARC.net. We thank John W1AM for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. Good evening and 73.